From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, we are live from the NPR studios. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. I'm Allison Stewart. It is Friday, March 21st. We've got news, information, and it's economy relief in the form of Friday. After what was pretty much just a wild week on Wall Street, today really is a good Friday because for those types, the week is finally over. A week, you know, we saw Fed rate cuts, weak dollar. And if you were like me and you said, okay, I'm really going to dig into this. I'm going to watch the CNBC, Fox Biz News, TV, Wall Street Journal channel, whatever that thing is called, and try to understand what's going on. I don't know what those guys were talking about. Every time I would turn on, there was some guy in a power tie and maybe even suspenders giving me this economic doublespeak. It can make you crazy or it can make you laugh. As it did for us when we found this Australian news magazine clip. The name of the show is Australia Wide, and it was poking fun at all these business-type talking heads with the help of a comedy duo known as Clark and Daw. Okay, let me paint the picture for you. Two older guys sitting against a black backdrop having a very serious discussion about the economy. Well, not that serious.
You're an economist, yes?
Well, Brian, there are two scenarios here as I see it. I'll come back to the second one in a moment if I may. But on the one hand, Brian...
Okay, so you're an economist. With which major bank?
Yes, with one of the major banks, as you say, Brian, I think.
So can you explain what's happened with the global financial system?
Yes, this is the subprime crisis, Brian.
Yes, it's happening in America, isn't it?
Well, it's happening everywhere, isn't it, Brian?
Why is it happening everywhere?
Because it's happening in America. You see, all the economies are linked to the American economy.
But I thought our economy was independent.
It is, Brian. Yes, good point.
Yes, good point. We'll link through to that clip on our website later on today. On today's show, though, we have all the news that you need, plus some of the best of Bryant Park, featuring segments so nice, we're playing them twice. We're going to talk to the Wall Street Journal's Jared Sandberg. No, Sandberg, excuse me. Not about the economy, but what happens when your boss is just too darn nice. We'll revisit one of the more popular and actually interesting stories that we've done. The title was Christian Sex Toys. What it's really about is this devout Christian woman was looking online for a way to help her marriage, to spice it up. And she said she was really disgusted by what she found, so she started her own website offering sexual aids, frankly, sex toys, to people who had a Christian faith like hers. The story of the site and what she's learned from creating it made it onto the BPP, one of our most emailed stories ever. You'll understand why after you hear it. We'll also have the band Ida in the studio, their interview and their performance, what it's like to go from being indie stars to making music for kids, all that plus the most, but first... Do you want to get to know Barack Obama a little better? Here's a tip. Do not access his personal information if you work at the State Department. A security breach became public late Thursday night when the State Department announced three separate contract workers allegedly took an unauthorized look at the Illinois senator's passport files over the last few months. On January 9th, February 21st, and as recently as a week ago, on March 14th, now, it's not clear exactly what information in the file they allegedly accessed, but the State Department yesterday called the breach, quote, imprudent curiosity and a clear violation of department policy. Here's Undersecretary for Management Patrick Kennedy.
They are not supposed to go and look at the files of other people, and that is why the computer caught them.
The contract staffers are reportedly not connected to one another. Two of them were low-level personnel hired to help with the State Department's employee search programs, and the third was a mid-level staffer. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice has ordered a full investigation of why the passport files were accessed and whether any information was passed on to some, shall we say, third party. State Department spokesman Sean McCormack.
She wanted to make sure that we did a full investigation.
And Barack Obama's campaign says it wants one, too, calling the incidents a, quote, outrageous breach of security and privacy, end quote. The Clinton camp apparently agrees, saying if it's true, it's reprehensible. And the Clintons speak from experience on this matter. When Bill Clinton first ran for president in 1992, someone snooped around his passport files, apparently looking for evidence of draft dodging. That's according to an FBI investigation. In other shenanigans aimed at Obama, a low-level aide on Republican rival John McCain's campaign was suspended yesterday after reportedly using his private Twitter account to forward a YouTube video about Obama and his former pastor, Jeremiah Wright. The aide, Soren Dayton, reportedly wrote, quote, "Good video on Obama and Wright," and forwarded the two-minute video, reportedly made by a former producer for the conservative radio program, The Laura Ingraham Show. A spokesman for the McCain campaign said of the incident, quote, "It's not the type of campaign we intend to run." There was some good news for the Democratic contender. His former rival for the nomination, New Mexico's Governor Bill Richardson, will reportedly endorse Barack Obama for president this afternoon at a rally in Portland, Oregon. In an email to supporters, Richardson says Obama will be a, quote, "historic and a great president." Bill Richardson had served in President Bill Clinton's cabinet. You can check back with NPR.org throughout the day for updates on these stories. Now let's get to some more of today's headlines from the BPP's Laura Conaway.